here in the clubhouse. Yesterday, of course, you know, still in the wave of post-draft reaction, we talked to Matt Rhule, J.C. Horn, Keith Taylor, Thomas Fletcher. Really fun conversations yesterday. And this morning that continues as we welcome in brand new left tackle for your Carolina Panthers, taken 70th overall out of BYU. Brady Christensen is with us on the Technicom hotline. Brady, I appreciate you making some time for us this morning, my friend. Congratulations, first and foremost, on hearing your name called over the weekend and on having a dream come true. I'm sure that was as special as it always is.
Yeah, that was it was an unbelievable experience, man. It was super surreal, and I'm just so excited to get out there to Charlotte and really start to compete. And it's so excited to be a part of the family. It's a dream come true, really.
Well, and talking to Matt Rhule yesterday, I know they're excited to have you. I mean, take me through that moment. I told J.C. Horn yesterday that I ask all the draft picks this because it never gets old, you know, watching a guy have his dreams come true. When you hear your name, when you realize for the first time you're about to come off the board, what's that experience like? What's the first thing you said or that ran through your mind?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, you're sitting there kind of all sitting there Thursday and Friday night, you know, just kind of staring at your phone, just waiting for a phone call, you know, and when it finally buzzes and goes off and you know it's about time to fulfill your dream, it's one of the most crazy feelings I've ever had. I'll never forget it. And my first thought was to be able to play, you know, in Charlotte, and to be able to block for, my first thought was Christian McCaffrey, and to be able to play with him, it's an unbelievable experience. And to play for Coach Matt Rhule, I've heard so many good things about him. I'm just so excited to be there and be a part of the organization.
Brady, I know you graded out last season as the highest performing left tackle in the nation, according to Pro Football Focus. Pretty good numbers. And I was looking at your athletic profile as well. Super athletic dude. You know, but you're coming from BYU. I'm sure you heard the criticisms last year of the schedule that BYU played. You know, not sure how that translates to the NFL. Does that put a chip on your shoulder? What do you say to those detractors who, you know, point out that maybe you didn't play an SEC caliber schedule last year?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel like I've been kind of underdog my whole life, you know, and that's kind of how I'm motivated and how I work my hardest. And so it's no different. You know, I still feel like an underdog and feel like I got a lot to prove and I got a huge chip on my shoulder. I faced a lot of good competition in my career, and I want to show that and continue to show that I can compete at the highest level. And I'm excited to compete and super competitive guy, and I'm ready to roll. So, I mean, I'm really excited.
Well, and Matt Rhule said again yesterday, and I know he said it over the weekend, some people pointing out that in the draft, a lot of teams like to go young. They want to get their hands on young guys who are moldable. And Brady, look, as a 35-year-old man, the notion that you at 24 are anything other than a young buck is ridiculous to me. You know, but at 24, you are a little bit older than some of your contemporaries in the draft. How does that help you? You know, some people might look at it as a detriment, but I'm sure you look at it as a strength. How does that give you an advantage?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I served a two-year mission for my church, and I felt like that really helped me mentally and physically. I was able to, you know, gain some good weight out there to really grow up as a man. And I really feel I wouldn't be the prospect as I am today as a 22-year-old kid, you know. And I really do think it's a positive. You know, I've come with a lot of life experiences and ready to really compete and at a high level. And like you're saying, you know, I feel my body feels great. I'm not old by any means. And so, like, I'm just excited to get there. And you know, I really do think it's a positive thing rather than a negative.
We're talking to Brady Christensen, 70th overall pick by the Panthers, left tackle out of BYU. You mentioned the New Zealand mission. Church of Latter-day Saints, that's obviously a faith-based thing that you do. But in terms of being in New Zealand for 2 years and how that maybe aided your growth as a man or what you learned from that, how that shaped you, how would you characterize that? What was that mission like, and, you know, how did that change your life?
Yeah, for sure. So I left as an 18-year-old kid, you know, across the ocean and away from my friends and family. You really have to grow up, you know, and learn how to live by yourself, learn how to deal with failure and rejection and all that, those things. And then just to be able to, I kept working out there. I knew I was playing football when I got home, so I kept working out really hard in the morning and eating good. And so really, like I said before, mentally, I grew up and became a man, came home a man, and physically as well. I kind of got my man muscles out there and really kind of catapulted my career at BYU.
Well, you got your daddy muscles pretty recently too, as did I. I got a 2-month-old at home, and I'm a new dad. I'm a new dad, so I got a 2-month-old at home, and I know you've. Thank you, man. I know you've got a young buck at home as well. I was talking about this just a year ago. Derek Brown, one of your teammates in Carolina, you know, young guy, young father, talked a lot about how it was a motivating factor having a young child and wanting to be a role model, wanting to provide. You know, that's just the only motivating factor that you need. I'm sure that's the case for you. How do you look at that? Being a young father and balancing a brand new pro football career.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had my baby about 2 weeks before pro day, and I remember on pro day, it was almost a little extra, you know, motivation. He was always on the back of my mind, thinking about him, you know, and just me wanting to do my best for him, you know, and like, as you're saying, be a good role model. So it's definitely a huge motivation to have your family behind you, and obviously they're going to him and my baby and my wife are going to move out with me. They'll probably move out in fall, and so it'll be fun to have them there, and they're so supportive, and I'm just excited to be able to, you know, play the game I love but do it with my family.
Now, I said earlier that I was looking at your profile, and I've seen some people say, I don't know, man, Brady Christensen's got shorter arms than the ideal left tackle, which I don't put a whole lot of stock into personally, but I know the draft experts tend to look at those sorts of things. I also know you've talked a lot about your feet and your athleticism and your mobility. You know, how much of that athleticism, you know, is your strength in maybe compensating for shorter arms? It does sound kind of ridiculous to say. And, you know, in terms of how your athleticism helps you get to the next level and be successful, what is it? How would you characterize that?
Yeah, so I always say there's a billion different ways to block at the end, you know, or a pass rusher or someone inside. And so you really got to find your strengths, what you're good at, to be able to, you know, get the job done. Everyone's going to be built a little different. You know, every tackle, every guard, every center is going to be built different. And so you got to find what makes you tick and what makes you a great player. And so that's what I'm always striving to find, what I can add to my game, what can I add to my toolbox to be a really effective player. And so it doesn't just need to be like, oh, a tackle has to have 35-inch arms or whatever. You know, you've got to find what you're great at. And so that's what I'm always striving to do.
Talk to me about Zach Wilson before I let you go. Your teammate obviously drawing a ton of headlines, second overall pick to New York. What was it like playing with Zach, and how do you forecast his NFL career?
Yeah, it was unbelievable to play with that kid. You know, I knew protecting his blind side. Like, if I can just give him some time, he can do something special every play. That was my mindset. And so it was fun to watch, fun to block for. He's a really special player, a really special guy. I think he's going to do great things over in New York, and I'm excited to see his career unfold. And I feel like he's got a great head on him and a great, you know, mindset going into that situation. So I think he's going to do great things.
A couple quick things, Brady. I'll let you go. Brady Christensen, left tackle, Panthers, 70th overall pick. He's with us on the Technicom hotline. All right, you go from protecting Zach Wilson's blind side to now protecting Sam Darnold. What do you know about Sam? Have you been in contact with him? And what do you think of Sam as a quarterback?
Yeah, one of my BYU, well, he wasn't my teammate, but he played at BYU before me, Bronson Capuzzi. He played at New York with him, and he reached out to Sam, how just such a great, great guy, high character guy, you know, great player. So I'm really excited to meet him and be able to protect him and, you know, do the same thing I did with Zach, try to do my job so he can ball out and make his plays, because that's what it's all about up front as an offensive lineman. We do our job so our brothers can, you know, make plays. And so I'm excited to get in and do that for him.
All right, blocking for Christian McCaffrey. That's got to be an offensive lineman's dream to an extent. And just in terms of working with a running back, I mean, blocking for Christian McCaffrey, what does that look like to you? How do you imagine that going when the season gets going underway?
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable. You know, I love watching him play. I love watching his film. He's unbelievable. And so just to be able to, you know, have five guys up front doing their jobs in the run game, you know, you can open a hole and he can hit it whenever. You never know when he's going to hit a big one. And so that's kind of going to be always my mindset, you know, just really ball out, you know, get good movement on my block. And so he can do his thing. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Love it. Brady Christensen, buddy, I appreciate the time this morning. Can't wait to get you here in Charlotte. Safe travels. Have a great summer. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.